News, I'm Brian Clark. The Pentagon says it's aware of reports that the USS Kearney destroyer and several commercial ships have come under attack in the Red Sea. Military did not provide more details, but this comes as Israel continues its bombardment of Gaza. The U.S. former ambassador to the U.S., Ron Dermer, tells ABC's This Week.
I don't know how long it's going to take. I don't know if it's weeks. I don't know if it's going to be months. But it's going to take as long as it's going to take, because we're not going to allow what happened on October 7th to happen again.
Meanwhile, the U.S. continues to put pressure on Israel to reduce the number of civilian casualties in Gaza. 43 days to the Iowa caucuses, former President Trump and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis both held events in Iowa this weekend. The border is set to be a major campaign issue. A federal appeals court Friday ruled Texas must get rid of 1,000 feet of buoys in the Rio Grande. And Pope Francis says he's feeling better, but once again did not address the crowd in St. Peter's Square from the window today. This is ABC News. Japanese authorities turned over wreckage to American officials from a U.S. Air Force Osprey that crashed into the sea last week. There are 8 crew members on board. One is confirmed dead. The other 7 are still missing. Police in New York City say 4 people were killed. They were all in the same family. It happened in a home in the Queens neighborhood, and 2 police officers were slashed. One of them shot and killed the suspect. In Southern California, an alleged serial killer is now in custody. He's identified as Jared Powell in connection with 4 killings. This is ABC's Tim Pulliam.
LAPD says evidence shows the suspect's car was near the locations where each man was murdered. At least one brutal killing caught on security video. Police Chief Michael Moore.
It was chilling, and I've been in this work for 4+ decades. The cold-blooded manner in which he walks up and shoots this individual without any hesitation.
The suspect and his getaway car were later tracked down in Beverly Hills by one of those controversial automatic license plate scanners.
Brian Clark, ABC News.
Her name is Pam Yonke, but you can just call the host of the Midwest Farm Report, the Fabulous Farm Babe.
That's right, and the Fabulous Farm Babe is now part of the civic media team on your local station, Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory. Here's show host Todd Alba with the announcement.
She is a broadcast legend. Doesn't matter whether you're a farm person, ag person, a producer, or just a good old Wisconsinite or a Packer fan, Pam Yonke, welcome to civic media.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Yeah, lifelong Wisconsinite. I grew up on a small dairy farm in northeast Wisconsin, O'Connell County. Stop and think about the work being done 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to make sure that you and I are the best fed in the world.
Join the Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke on Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory.
Your Midwest Farm Report, weekdays from 5 until 6 AM. This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Bucks beat the Heat and advance to host the NBA's inaugural in-season tournament quarterfinals. So what now? More special NBA court paint colors. Warning, extended exposure may damage the eyes.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Friday was World AIDS Day. A woman whose son became the public face of the disease is reminding people to never forget the victims lost and the effort to find a cure. Here's Joe Ullery.
More than 40 million people have died from AIDS, including Ryan White, who grew up at a time when not much was known about it and medicine offered few treatments. Ryan contracted the disease during a blood transfusion at age 13. He became a staunch advocate against discrimination and helped change how Americans view AIDS. Jeannie White-Ginder says it's imperative to remember all the lost lives.
That is so important that we remember all the people who got us to where we are today, because they are no longer here. And I'm not just talking about Ryan, because Ryan was a face, but there are so many people that did all the work.
Just 5 weeks after Ryan's death in 1990, Congress overwhelmingly passed the Ryan White Care Act with bipartisan support. The legislation helps more people get tested for HIV and offers assistance to patients in all stages of the disease. Ryan's mom says AIDS affects people across the spectrum regardless of labels.
A gay person has it, a straight person has it, a blood transfusion person has it. It was for everybody. Once you have AIDS, you're just like everybody else who has AIDS. You're fighting to stay alive. And people fought to stay alive, and people dedicated their lives to get us to where we are today.
She says Ryan would have turned 52 next week. His mom plans to travel to Indiana University on his birthday, where the Rural Center for AIDS STD Prevention will present the Ryan White Distinguished Leadership Award to Dr. Joe and Sarah Ellen Mamlin. I'm Joe Ullery. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with a high of 36. Southeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, lows around 28. 36 tomorrow, cloudy. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 34.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I'm your host, Joel Clayfish, alongside Danielle Fairman on 540 AM WAUK across the great state of Wisconsin on your Civic Media stations. And we, Danielle, that was pretty awesome. We got to be on the Maggie Dawn show for toward the end there and start talking about some of the outdoor stuff. And Maggie Dawn has been kind enough and gracious enough to join us for the first segment of this show. Very exciting. Are you there, Maggie?
She's not on yet.
Oh,
I'm going to get her in just a second.
We'll have her in just a minute. I have to tell you, this, what a crazy week it's been. Did you get out in the woods for the gun deer season?
I did get out in the woods, but...
Yeah, I did. Oh, hello. There I am. I was could not
you were
hear
talking.
Myself.
They could hear you. You just couldn't hear yourself.
I was like, headphones. What is happening? I did get out. And then you know what I saw?
What?
Nada. Just kidding. Not nada. I saw too many doe with their fawn, and I don't have the heart to do that when they're still with their fawn. And a bunch of bucks way off in the distance, but nothing came out by me. So I got kind of upset with myself, so I went out duck hunting. And I checked off another duck on my bucket list.
What'd
you get? 41. Old squaw.
You shot an old squaw?
Yes.
Did you go out on the bay? Were you out on Green Bay? In layout boats?
Yep, we were in the layout boats. We were in a double one. And the first day, well, not 2 days. So the first day we went out, it was terrifying. You would
Don't
have absolutely
tell me that
hated
because,
this.
Did you go with Mike Keller?
I did go. I will only go with Mike Keller.
Okay,
yes.
So you went out with Mike Keller. Mike's asked me to go so many times,
yes.
And I always say I'm not going to go because I'm scared to death. And then you go out there with Mike Keller and tell me it scared the crap
okay,
out of you.
But
can I
see,
say Anya? Can I say crap? Okay, just checking.
Okay, but we went out because I really wanted to go out for old squaw. It was on my 41 duck list.
Yeah, for sure. They're beautiful.
And when we get out there, it's 4 o'clock in the morning, correct?
Sure.
And the wind is going about 15 to 20, and you're looking out on the water. It's just nothing but waves upon waves upon waves. So as Keller describes it, it's 5 foot waves with 2 foot separate, or it's 5 foot swells with 2 foot separation.
Okay.
So the
Sounds
waves,
horrifying.
The waves are going up. And then you see nothing but sky, and then you go back down, and it's only like 2 foot separation. So once you're down, you're going right back up. Ooh. And in this layup boat, for people that do not know, this layup boat, you're a foot above water. Like your bottom half of your body is inside this layup boat, which is under
the water.
Surface.
Okay.
So, and then you are still up there, and you have a little bit of water splashing, and there's still a splash guard. But it was absolutely freezing. By the end of this hunt, so we get out there. I sit in the boat at 5 o'clock in the morning, and I do not get out until about 11, noon o'clock. And my hat is completely frozen solid. The back of me is completely frozen solid. Everything is just straight ice. I kept shooting waves because I go up, and these old squaw, they're faster than teal. And but they're bigger. They're bigger than a mallard, but they're faster than a teal. So they just zoom, 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 zoom. And I shot two boxes of shells. There's 25 shells.
I think I would do this.
And I shot three. Oh, five, really, and I didn't recover two of them, because once these birds are one of the hardest birds to actually for the animal to penetrate the skin. So you shoot them once, and once they start going down, you shoot them again, then you shoot them again, then you shoot them again.
Well, and you're moving while they're flying.
Yes.
So you have to time everything exactly.
Yeah,
perfectly.
And you're going up and down these. Oh my gosh, I
can't
miss
imagine it.
So many. And so many.
Well, we got Maggie Dawn on with us right now.
Maggie should come with us.
Maggie, well, you can take her on that hunt. I don't have enough guts to go on that.
The next
kind of
day
hunt.
Was
that
calm, scares, and it was like your Sunday.
Scares the heck out of me. And Maggie, welcome to the show. I have to tell you, this is so cool because Anastasia Esther Anya. She produces both the Maggie Dawn Show and she produces Raised in Wisco. So she gets the full range of gamut of world affairs, outdoors, hunting, cooking. And Anya comes in one of the breaks of Maggie's show and like unloads on us this massive news.
Such
because
great news.
Danielle and I are always kind of trying to nudge her into the outdoor activities. And she basically says, I have 10 pounds of venison in my freezer, and then walks out. So.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, so Maggie, one of the things we talk about on this show, and one of the things that I absolutely love about the outdoors of Wisconsin, you know, I listen to your show, and you cover so many fantastic current events, and, you know, our philosophies, yours, mine, Danielle's, our philosophies may not always match up. There's no secret about that, right? But the beauty of it is that I think the outdoors is where every philosophy, right, left, center, right, center, left, and everywhere in between has this opportunity to coalesce. And I think we're really finally seeing that. And that's one of the exciting things for me. Most of my closer friends are probably skew more left of the spectrum than I do, personally. But when I was even in the legislature, I had very close Democrat friends. So I don't ever try to imagine, you know, where that person's background is as to why they believe what they do. But finding commonalities is so fantastic. And that's one of the things that I think is great about the show Raised in Wisco. And when we get to have you on, thank you, first of all, for having us on your show. And thanks for being on our show.
Yes, thank you.
And don't you think that that's an area we can all get along?
Well, I think that's one of the things that kept Wisconsin so, like, strictly purple, right? And maybe still does to a certain extent. It was like, oh, yeah, we'll argue about this stuff. But, like, hey, everybody loves to be outside. It's part of what makes us Wisconsinites. Like, we love finding that hidden gem supper club when we're up camping.
Yeah.
Like, to me, there's nothing better than the first meal that someone else hustles for me after I've been like backpacking or hiking or camping for a long time. It's like, oh, I didn't know other people could make hot food. Thank you. It's so nice.
Oh yeah.
And
like,
I do think that this is a place of commonality for Wisconsinites for sure.
Oh yeah. When going out to camp. So camping is, well, more or less deer camps. So when you go out to deer camp, only thing you do is just you go out there for hunting in the morning and you come back for lunch and then you go back out for dinner. But by that time it is dark early. So you get there and there's a hot meal ready for you. Everybody is just talking about what happened in the woods, what they saw, what they did. Like, to me, when you guys keep talking about crossing left and right, it goes right over my head. Cause I don't think I've ever talked about any of that out in the field. Which is kind of great. So that's exactly what you mean. Like, we're all the same. Never, for me, that's what it is. Everybody's the same because I love being outdoors.
Well,
I love the Merlin Bird app and talking about birds with other people. Like, that's the greatest thing ever.
I'm gonna check out the Merlin Bird app. I've got a whole bunch of birder friends, and like, it's so cool to me. Like, urban birds different than like what you see in marshfield areas is different what than what you see in different wooded areas, boundary water stuff, Apostle Islands. Like, it's all a little bit different, and we have such a diverse amount of fauna in Wisconsin that you can, and it's so drivable and accessible.
Mm-hmm.
You can go check it out, but I'm going to tell everybody I know about Shazam for Birds.
Shazam for Birds. For everyone that does not know, on the show previous, Maggie, Joel, and I are talking about the Merlin Bird app because for some reason I'm getting into bird watching, and I do not know when this happened. I bought my first bird book, but Merlin, M-E-R-L-I-N, you just hit sound ID once you download the app, and then it saves all the recording, and it gives you all the information about birds. And I don't know how I turn this into a bird watching segment. I am so sorry, but
that's
I'm very
great.
Excited.
It's perfect.
Like, it even records the ducks. So I'd be like, oh, okay, so I heard this new duck. Oh, like when we go out to Winnebago or wherever, because they have the divers right now. When you go out to Winnebago, you can hear a duck quack. I'm like, oh, well, what was that one? And then it just tells you exactly what bird it was and how, not necessarily how to shoot it, but like where it's originating from.
That would be a controversial app, I think.
That would be
like
a very controversial
yeah,
app.
Yeah, especially yes, if you were harvesting the wrong species. But I think that is something in common that all Wisconsinites share. And I love the fact we talked about hunting too. And Maggie, I'm curious, what are your culinary favorites? If we had to talk about food, because I tell people after all, this is a cooking show.
Are you talking game or like anything?
Anything, but including game. Are you a wild game eater? Is that part of your repertoire?
Oh, yeah.
Or what are some of the food, the culinary aspects of the state that you like the best?
So I love duck and pheasant. Now, ooh, pheasant, I've eaten from Wisconsin. I don't know that I've eaten a duck from the state of Wisconsin. I've sat in a duck blind for long enough to have like wrinkly fingers and very, 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 very cold. And I was like, I'm not doing this again.
Layers, girl, layers.
But now you don't have to be cold. You can have that little Mr. Buddy heater in front of you in the
sure
duck blind.
Sure can. So. I had it in the boat.
I don't know if you guys saw me. I was legit taking notes, like not even going to front, take notes, because anything that makes it more enjoyable, I am a fan of, or easier, I'm a fan of. One of my favorite pieces of just sort of Wisconsin culinary experience is taking out-of-towners who have never been here before, especially like left and right coast people, and introducing them to the supper club.
Oh,
I'm
that's
like,
the greatest.
Yo, it's Tuesday. Do you want prime rib? That will be beautiful here.
That is
on
the greatest.
A Tuesday.
Yes, we had
going up on a Tuesday.
I love prime rib. We had the Fowl Life crew in town for a week, mm-hmm. and we went to Bark River Lanes in Rome, Wisconsin. Now, they have a chef there who's just off the chain. He's unbelievable. We had the most unbelievable. We had duck risotto they had as the special that night, which was phenomenal. And I think supper clubs are absolutely where it is at, I'm telling you. And before we get to our first break, which we're already up against, Maggie, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for having us on your show.
Yes.
I really appreciate that. And I hope that this is a start of things to come and we can do this in the future.
Anytime, friends. Thank you.
All right. When we come back, we've got Zach Fusilier from Texas. I spent Thanksgiving over the Thanksgiving break in Texas with a guy who hunts the world, and he's fascinating, and his son. And we talked to them for the next couple of segments. You won't want to miss it, because you should get out of your shell and get to these great United States. So listen to that coming up on Raised in Wisco. We'll be right back.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
QS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The Foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomas.com.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish, alongside Danielle Fairman here in the Fishbowl in Waukesha. 540 AM WAUK 101 FM, the Shaw, and throughout Wisconsin on your Civic Media radio station. We are really excited about the guest we have today. One of the things I've talked to you guys about a lot is how traveling the United States just is an unending quest for the outdoors. Hunting, fishing, hiking, kayaking, mountain climbing, whatever your jam is, you can get out there and do it in the great United States. And I have to tell you, if it were not for a buddy of mine, Jerry Valdez, he does government affairs in Texas, like I do up here. You know, I work with the disabled folks and wheelchairs and the outdoor groups like Whitetails of Wisconsin, Wisconsin Game Preserve Association, and Safari Club International. And that expands your network. And I'm going to tell you something. If you're not afraid to expand your network, you can get out there and you can have experiences like no other. Well, my buddy Jerry out in Texas, who does government affairs for the Texas state legislature, and I have been friends now for several years. He's one of the reasons my daughter Ella Rose ended up at Baylor, and now maybe my other daughter Violet will end up at Baylor. But he introduced us to a guy, Zach Fusilier, who is just a world traveler for hunting and has made hunting not only part of his life, but part of his income in ranching and hunting in the area just kind of southwest a bit from Dallas. I'm sitting here with Zach right now in his home in Texas. And Zach, I have to tell you, I have never seen in my life some would call it a man room, you call it the party barn, that has such a representation of your life experiences. How did you ever get into hunting? And what ever made you desire putting together something like this room and having hunting and the experiences and the species in your life be so important to your life?
Let's see. So I would say that I kind of stumbled into hunting dumb luck with some entertainment through my business, civil construction, concrete, pipe, you know, exterior projects, and a salesman for a pipe company that we buy pipe from had purchased, you know, one of those auction hunts for a couple exotics at the Wyo Ranch, which is a famous ranch in Texas I'd never been. He took my wife and myself and his wife, and we went down to the Wyo Ranch. No expectations. I didn't even have a gun. I borrowed their gun.
And, how old were you at this time?
Probably 30.
See, I want to make a point. I did not hunt until I was 38 years old.
Same. I'd hunted. My grandmother had a ranch in Abilene, which is West Texas, kind of a couple hours west of Dallas, 3 hours west. And I had done some modest whitetail hunting, you know, just a couple does. So I probably had harvested 4 or 5 animals my whole life. And then I went on this trip, and chef, awesome food, awesome accommodations, stuff. You know, I was the guy who didn't know the names of anything that we were seeing run around. Ended up shooting 2 exotics, and then just became hooked in.
What do you say to somebody? I mean, we hunted yesterday with your son, and we hunted black buck, and your son was literally the guy who spotted the black buck. I mean, they're tiny animals. He spotted it about 400, 500 yards away, tucking out from an alcove of trees. What do you say to somebody who doesn't have that experience? I mean, your son is, Lachlan's growing up in it, in the culture, with the understanding that you take what you kill and you put it on the table, like we did last night. What do you say to somebody who's like us? I didn't first hunt till I was 38 years old, and then it was a steep learning curve, but man, I got into it. And you didn't start till you're 30. You know, you're a younger man than me. You're 40 years old. So you started 43. You started when you were, you know, a little older in life, didn't have someone dragging you through it when you were a kid. What do you say to somebody who's kind of apprehensive about it because they haven't started yet?
I mean, I would encourage them to get out there. I mean, I started with the, which I, is kind of how I think everyone should start, the corporate deer lease, you know, 6-8 guys on 1,000 acres with homemade deer blinds, janky feeders. You know, you go out there and fill them up. That's half the fun. You go out there and do the food, the campfire. That's half the fun. And, you know, sit there all day in the freezing cold and see nothing for a week. And I believe everybody should start that way. And, then, that's a little tougher road. You got to really love it. But I feel like when you get your first, when you get that first animal or the first big buck walks out or you check a game cam and then you make a plan and you stick with it, it's all rewarding. That kind of sense of accomplishment's never changed as I hunted harder and bigger stuff. You kind of sit there and freezing cold, bored, or put in the work and scout, and then you get rewarded, or you don't, and that keeps you hungry, and you're always wanting to bigger, better, or another animal. Or I mean, I've been blessed, like you said, the network earlier when you were opening. So one of my best friends, Dr. Eric Weezer, who owns the property you hunted on last night next to my house, lake house, I met him through hunting. He ended up moving a mile away from me, ended up, his three kids are the same age as my three kids. He's in a completely different industry, but we hit it off hunting-wise. Now he's one of my best friends, and like you saw last night in COVID, we literally just drove around his ranch. You know, we have a couple of ranches between us at our disposal, but we would come up here and just drive around with our kids during COVID every weekend. Everything was on lockdown, so I have a 6-year-old PH now that's can identify game better than most adults. And he's got the bug.
He has also, the bug.
He's also off the couch, out of the city, off the screen. You know, he knows how to drive safely operate, you know, Polaris Ranger, Can-Am.
You just hit on three of the main points that I want to talk about. Number one, it's getting kids out into the outdoors. Life happens in three dimensions. It does not happen in their two-dimensional 3x7 cell phone. And right now we're stuck in this rut across the country. And I think the only good thing to come out of COVID was that people started using the outdoors a little more.
100%.
And to watch, you know, your son Lachlan get out there with us, I mean, he's as excited as we are. He's as excited for somebody else to take a shot. He's just happy to be there. And I think too often people put the pressure on themselves that I don't know about hunting, so I'm not going to be good at it, so I'm not going to try it. But I think one of the things you talked about, one of the other points I was talking about, is that you tell, you know, you make it clear, not every hunt's a success. And sometimes the time you spend out there builds your fortitude to do that next hunt. I'm looking around a room right now, and folks, we're going to put some of these photos on the website so you can check them out on the Civic Media website. You're not even going to believe, you know, some of the different species that Zach has been able to, you know, travel the world and hunt. It's we'll be right back.
From the Mississippi to the Apple and points eastward, you're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Pentagon says it's aware of reports that the USS Kearney destroyer and several commercial ships have come under attack in the Red Sea. Military did not provide more details, but this comes as Israel continues its bombardment of Gaza. The U.S. former ambassador to the U.S., Ron Dermer, tells ABC's This Week,
I don't know how long it's going to take. I don't know if it's weeks. I don't know if it's going to be months. But it's going to take as long as it's going to take, because we're not going to allow what happened on October 7th to happen again.
Meanwhile, the U.S. continues to put pressure on Israel to reduce the number of civilian casualties in Gaza. 43 days to the Iowa caucuses, former President Trump and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis both held events in Iowa this weekend. The border is set to be a major campaign issue. A federal appeals court Friday ruled Texas must get rid of 1,000 feet of buoys in the Rio Grande. And Pope Francis says he's feeling better, but once again did not address the crowd in St. Peter's Square from the window today. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic.
Bucks beat the Hawks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In the NBA, the Bucks pulled ahead late in the fourth quarter to beat the Atlanta Hawks 132-121. It was the 148th consecutive sold-out game at Fiserv Forum. The Bucks campaign with a season-high 18 points.
Man, it feel good, man. It feel good to get my game going in front of these fans.
Head coach Adrian Griffin.
Really want to give a shout-out to our bench. You know, Bobby came in with a double-double. Cam, season-high 18 points. He was tremendous. I think Bobby in the first half and Cam in the second half, those guys were, you know, terrific.
College hoops, Wisconsin with an upset win over Marquette. Matt LePay with the call.
Point four on the clock. Send it to the backcourt. Kolick picks it up, and the Wisconsin Badgers knock off third-ranked Marquette as they storm the floor at the Kohl Center in Madison.
The final, Wisconsin 75, Marquette 64. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with a high of 36. Southeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, lows around 28. 36 tomorrow, cloudy. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 34.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station, the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Who's your Bob? Who's your daddy? What you got for us, Bob?
Look, you could dig Richard Nixon out of the ground right now, have him declare as a Democrat, and I would vote for him before I would vote for Donald Trump.
Dead tricky dick over Trump.
And I hate Richard Nixon.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor. But I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
From the heart of the St. Croix Valley,
we're in touch with you.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
I've hunted a little longer, but that's about the same amount I've hunted. And people say, how are you so into it at this point? Now, I quit drinking when I started hunting, so I traded drugs, I traded addictions. Mm-hmm. But I think for anybody out there who wants to have an interest, you can start small, can't you? Sure. And build it into something that becomes a real essential part of your life and the way you eat.
Right. I mean, there's so many places to go with what you just said. I mean, you can start the public land, in-state drawing tags. That's a tough road, but it can be done. And then you can, a lot of people inherit land. You can meet friends with land. I mean, I think hunting's been a motivational point for me, business-wise, making money, just because some of these trips are on the pricey end. So I think it teaches you to stay motivated. I think it teaches you hard work pays off. I mean, if your hobby is hunting, some people are golfers, some people are fishermen, some people are hunters, some people are exotic cars, some people are travel. Whatever motivates you, for me, I've been able to stay focused at work, you know, just wanting to pay for my, not addiction, but I would say a healthy addiction. I mean, it's a hobby. You're passionate about it.
It's an addiction for me.
Obviously, being a hunter is, if you are going to be addicted to something, certainly better than other things that are out there. But it's for me, it's quality time. My wife and my kids, they like it. It gets them outside. I mean, it's been a positive thing in my life ever since I started. Whether it's one, you know, a client or a vendor that wants to entertain me, or me reciprocating that to clients. I mean, I've rolled it into my business strategy for entertainment. You know, you have to foster your relationships. And for me, I'd rather take a guy on a hunt and get 3 days quality time, one-on-one or a group campfire, over a golf trip, not knocking golf, but.
Oh, me, I'll knock golf. I can't stand it. I do not understand chasing a little white ball through the woods. Same, that does not make sense.
So for me, I've been able to profit off it, foster my relationships. It's also my hobby. And so that's when I built this party barn room. I had that in mind. Actually, some neighbors up here at the lake had a metal building that was a shop, and they turned it into a bunkhouse, what they call it. And it's I went over there probably 5 years ago, and it was 20, 30 people hanging out midnight on a Saturday night in the woods up here at the lake, and such a good time. And so they kind of planted the idea. And then when I built this lake house, I was struggling for space for some of my mounts and had some storage units in my garage, and just it was stacking up. And so that's how I kind of birthed the idea of I'm going to build a structure next to my house. I'm going to put all my mounts in one place, trophy room, and I'm going to use it to close deals at work. I'm going to use it for friends and family, my wife's birthday
you
party.
You use
next
it for
week.
Joy.
This is my happy place. I could just sit near by myself, and I haven't given up drinking yet, but
well, you don't have to.
I would, I probably should, but I
you don't.
But
have
I could sit in here and
in Wisconsin, that wouldn't be an option to have some beers. I'll tell you.
Right.
One of the things we talked about even last night, we hunt this black buck last night, right? We get the black buck. I'm not even kidding you. First of all, you were telling me about the organic nature. I mean, they're out there eating organic grasses. Organic grains, and you're going to eat. We put this on the table. You know, I talk about the fact that this show is actually a cooking show at the end of the day. And what I did, I took that black buck. Now we're here right after Thanksgiving. So I'm thinking to myself, what are some things in Thanksgiving meals that make good, make a good dinner? And I've thought of rouladen, which is a German dish where it's got a pickle and German stuffing inside, and then it's sauteed or roasted, and then you put a gravy on top. Well, we had leftover gravy, we had leftover stuffing, and everybody who's got a decent sense of culinary arts has got pickles, right? So we took that black buck and pounded it out into flat pieces, as flat tenderized pieces as we could. We rolled a pickle. We rolled some leftover stuffing in it. And then we sauteed it in olive oil and covered it with leftover gravy and essentially had black buck rouladen last night, which was, in my opinion, kind of off the charts. Delicious, quick, and easy. You're going to be able to see that recipe on the Provider Life Instagram. So check that out. It turned out absolutely awesome. I mean, what did you think of that? We literally were eating black buck rouladen within 2 hours of that. You know, of harvesting that black buck in the field.
I thought it was great. I mean, it was, I was excited for you guys to come hunt here. I also have known Jerry for a while and has opened some doors for me. So to host you guys and, you know, have a successful hunt. And then, you know, we did clean it ourselves, so we can claim that. You know, we skinned it and quartered it up.
Well, I mean, I kind of assisted a little bit, and you didn't think you were that great at it, but by the end of the day, we had that sucker done in about in less than an hour and caped out.
It was pretty quick, and so it was fun to, you know, those back straps never hit the fridge, never hit the freezer, and to use leftovers in the fridge from the day before, my wife's family was pretty cool, and it tasted good.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is Wisconsin Badgers women's basketball.
One dribble up, it's good, and a foul. Step back, three, it's good. And Wisconsin pulls off the upset on senior day. 78-70 over 12th-ranked Michigan.
Wisconsin women's basketball is brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. American Family Insurance, insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show. Here's the voice of Wisconsin women's basketball, John Arias.
Ella Rose and Ryland with
good afternoon and they were from the Kohl Center. John Audius with you. It's time really for Wisconsin women's basketball.
It is so
the 5-2 Badgers
so
looking for win number 6 of this young season, but standing in their way, the Butler Bulldogs. It's the Big Ten battling the Big East this afternoon. Wisconsin 5-2 overall this season. The Bulldogs come in with a 5-2 overall record. So coming up on today's pregame show, we'll get a scout of Butler with assistant coach Margaret McKeon. We'll take a look at the Badger numbers as well.
Okay.
That win last time out against Northern Illinois. We'll also take a look at the scores from around Big Ten basketball yesterday and a big schedule on tap for this afternoon, too. But coming up next, we'll hear from Wisconsin head coach Marissa Mosley. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger basketball from Learfield.
Bananas are only 39 cents a pound at Hy-Vee. That's not a sale price. That's the price with the Hy-Vee Perks membership. And 39 cents a pound is not just the price today or this week, it's the Perks price every day. With the Hy-Vee Perks membership, you can save on hundreds of products store-wide every time you shop and count on Perks prices to stay the same. So if you want to pay less for bananas every day, sign up for Hy-Vee Perks. It's free and easy. Some restrictions apply.
And last night, you know, this
Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics. Players need peace of mind to succeed in their sport. Seniors and their families find peace of mind to